Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. God speaks with purpose. One of the most fascinating features of God is that He speaks. Sounds strange, doesn't it? But it is true. God is a God who speaks. When we first met God, we heard Him saying, "Let there be light," and there was light. Say that again. God spoke into darkness and chaos. God saw something missing and He addressed it. He spoke to the darkness and He said, "Right now, there is going to be light." Light came immediately. God did not have to order for light to be delivered the next day. God did not go to His workshop and start to work feverishly to make something that would address the darkness. God simply spoke light into existence, and it happened. Today we're going to examine one instance when God spoke, and I invite you to spend the next few moments as we explore that instance. There are, however, two fundamentals that I would like us to adopt. One, when God speaks, you need to listen, because God speaks for a reason. A young lad named Samuel lived with a man of God named Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. You don't want to be in a season when God is not speaking. However, that night, the young boy heard someone say, "Samuel." And each time he ran to Eli, the old priest, but each time the old man said, "I did not call you." Three times it happened. And on the third time, Eli recognized that it was not the child's imagination or a nightmare. It was God. "Go back to your bed, and if He calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" When Samuel heard the voice the fourth time, he did what he was told. That night, God told Samuel He was about to do something in Israel. My friend, God spoke, and Samuel did as he was told. He listened. Number two, when God speaks, things happen. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. Now, let us talk about God speaking. More specifically, this has to do with Jesus. One day, a Sabbath day no less, Jesus took a walk to a rather unusual place. I say unusual because that is the Jewish day of rest. That is the day that Jewish people would go to the synagogue for what we call church service. But Jesus went for a walk down to this place where there was a pool and a great number of disabled people used to lie around, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Sounds like an infirmary, not the kind of place where one would visit just like that. Jesus was not invited there, but here He was among scores of disabled people. And why? For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. John 5 and verse 4. Was that why Jesus was there? Let's listen. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. Wow. This man has been in a bad state for a long time, but I wonder how long had he been at this place? That we don't know, but we know why he was there. He was hoping to be the lucky one to get into the water first, the next time the angel came and stirred it up. Jesus saw him. Jesus learned that he was paralyzed for a long time. Then Jesus spoke. Jesus saw scores of disabled persons, but He picked this one man who was disabled for 38 years, and Jesus spoke to him, not to the person next to him, but to this man specifically. "Do you want to get well?" Jesus asked. Remember, when God speaks, pay attention, and please know that his words have purpose. This man, however, had no clue who just spoke to him, but at least he listened. "Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Sometimes God speaks to us, but we miss the opportunity to understand why he speaks. Young Samuel didn't have that problem. The fourth time God called his name, the young boy did what he was told. He told God to speak because he is listening. This man spoke of his frustration, the many times he tried to get into the pool, but someone got in before him. When God speaks to you, my friend, make sure you know that it is the voice of God and not any old voice. When God speaks to you, be like the young boy Samuel. Acknowledge that it is God and listen. God said that when he speaks, there is purpose, and his word will accomplish that purpose. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Immediately, the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. This man had faith, but faith in what he knows. If only he could get into the water before someone else, he is sure he would be healed. Do you have faith in your money, your race, your education, the country in which you live? Listen to Jesus as he speaks to you. He heard what this man said, but Jesus was about to speak purpose. God came to that place not to stir up the water, not to wait and help this man to get into the water after the angel had stirred up the water. Remember God who spoke light into the darkness and light appeared? God's word always accomplishes God's will. God's word is powerful. God's word is sure. I don't know your circumstances and what you might be in need of, but I know that God wants to speak to you. Will you stop and listen and know that God's word to you has purpose? Receive his word.